In Iraq today, lawmakers met in a special session of parliament to discuss a last-minute compromise designed to appease the Sunni community and gain support for Saturday's referendum on the draft constitution. This week, we've been talking with reporters in different regions of Iraq to gauge how citizens are thinking about the referendum. Today, we go to the southern city of Basra. Christian Science Monitor reporter Neil McDonald is embedded there with the British 12th Mechanized Brigade, and he joins us now by phone. Nice to have you on the program.
Thanks.
Remind us of politics in Basra. This is the heart of the Shia part of the country, no?
Yeah, that's right. It's Iraq's second largest city. It's a major export port for oil, and it's about 80% Shia. So we can expect an overwhelmingly yes vote in Saturday's referendum.
The Shia are seen as the big winners in the design of the constitution. So, again, you're expecting widespread support.
Yeah, that's right. Basically, the idea of federalism, which is sort of outlined in the proposed constitution, has a lot of attraction for people down here. It's not just a sectarian issue. It's not that people in this part of the really.
And we're obviously having difficulties with the. Excuse me, Neil McDonald, can you hear me?
Sorry. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, let's try it again. You were cutting out there.
Sorry about that.
Oh, that's all right. Not your fault.
The idea of federalism, which is outlined in the proposed constitution, has a strong attraction for people in this part of the country, who feel like they were economically exploited under the former regime and under previous governments in Iraq as well. They have a huge amount of oil wealth, and yet the vast majority of the revenue from it, even now, flows to Baghdad. So people here would a large number of people down here, aside from sectarian or religious reasons, feel that the idea of a federal state, which puts more financial control in the hands of autonomous regional governments, would be in their interest.
How much is discussion is there of the degree of religion in the government? Do people view this constitution as something that will be secular or threaten secularism?
Well, it depends. I think the majority of people down in this part of the country are likely to follow the cues of their religious leaders. So, they see Ayatollah Sistani urging people to vote. They see other ayatollahs actually urging them to vote yes. And there's a strong sense of just getting on with the political process and moving things forward. So in that sense, yeah, I mean, many people feel a religious compulsion to vote. But even secular Shia down here that I've spoken to say, they say they have serious misgivings about this constitution, but that they'll vote yes anyway, because they prefer any. They say it's an Islamist constitution, that it compromises women's rights. They don't like the sort of role that's given to Islam in sort of guiding legislation in this constitution. But nonetheless, they say any constitution at this point is better than another round of transitional government. And they say that the no campaign is just basically obstructionist and trying to derail things.
There has also been, of late, more friction with the foreign occupiers. In this case, this would be British troops who have, in general, had a much lighter hand than the Americans in more difficult parts of Iraq. But there was an incident a couple of weeks ago where British troops bashed down the walls of a prison to rescue two of their men who they thought were in danger, who'd been arrested by local authorities. The British government yesterday offered compensation and partial apology. How's that going down? We just have a few seconds left with you.
That's going down fine. The British were careful to say that they were not actually apologizing, but that they were amenable to pay compensation where appropriate. It's clearly in both sides' interest to diffuse the tension, particularly with only a few days left to the referendum. The local authorities also are eager to have British support in security for the voting. So they they accepted the British statement of regret about the incident without actually holding out for an apology.
Neil McDonald, thanks very much.
Thank you.
Christian Science Monitor reporter Neil McDonald joined us from Iraq's second city, Basra. This is Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.